Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Dalet, Sukkah 4. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is going to cite a Braisa which discusses the concept of Arba Kundasin. Arba Kundasin are four posts that were placed into the ground, and then the concept is that under certain circumstances, we're going to say as long as you have four posts in the ground, according to some opinions, and you put a roof over them, a kosher roof for a sukkah, which is called tzlach, then those four posts can make a kosher sukkah. How so? So Gemara explains in the Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, no, it's arba kundasin ba'aretz. If a person placed four posts into the ground, v'sichei chalgabon, and on top of these posts, he placed tzlach, Rabbi Yaakov says the following, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rowan, kol she'ilu yachkaku yecholku. And therefore, it's going to be kosher. What did we just say? So he says, you look at these posts, and any one of these posts, if there's a post where you, if it's thick enough in this post, that what you could do is, if you're able to hollow it out, if you would be able to hollow it out, and then if you hollowed it out, there would be one hand breath going in each direction, meaning to say, where one of them went to facing one way and the other one facing the other way, then under those circumstances, we're going to say that it's as long as it has a tefach going in each direction, then we're going to say it's going to be judged by the laws of diyumid, and it will be a kosher sukkah. What are the laws of diyumid? The laws of diyumid is what's listed in the Gemara in Erevin, and the Gemara here will also discuss it, that this refers to people who are traveling, and the pilgrims, they wanted to get water from a well on Shabbos, and how are they going to carry the water from the well to their animals? So the Gemara in Erevin said that on Daf Yud Zayin, on 17b, the Gemara in Erevin says that you're allowed to make Pasin labiros arba diyumdin, that you're allowed to make, when the well is in the public domain, you're allowed to make, and since the well in the public domain is deeper than 10 tefachim, so then it makes it's considered its own domain, a private domain. So you wouldn't be allowed to draw up the water from it. So how would you be able to do it? So the Chachamim allowed you to make four pieces of wood around the well, and the beams of wood were made like diyumdin, meaning to say for each beam there would be two right angles coming out, or there would be facing, and each beam would be facing in each direction, like a wedge, so to speak, and we would look as though on one direction the beam is facing one way and the other direction is facing the other way, and we'd look at it as though since the beams face each other going around in a square around the well, we'll look at it as though it's completely surrounded by these beams, and then therefore we're going to consider that you're allowed to, it's a private domain, and you're allowed to draw up the water from this well. And so too, according to this position, Rabbi Yaakov is saying, we look at these kundasin as though they are like the diyumdin of the Erev, and so therefore each direction has a partition of a hand breath at the beginning and at the end of it, and so therefore it's going to be considered like the walls of the sukkah. Vimla, but if the kundasin are not that thick, and so therefore if after you hollowed it out, you would have less than a tefach going in each direction, then ain nidona mishum diyumid. Then we're not going to view it as though it is the diyumid, and therefore you're not going to be able to consider it like it's a wall partition for the sukkah. And so therefore, even though with respect to the diyumid and the pasim by the wells, there was an am on each direction here, but with respect to the kundasin, you only need a tefach. So Rabbi Yaakov Omer, diyum de sukkah tefach. Rabbi Yaakov said, even though by the Erevin you need an am in each direction, by the sukkah you only need a hand breath in each direction. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, the sukkah is not going to be kosher with these kundasin. The sages argue with Rabbi Yaakov and they reject it. They say, well, in order to make a sukkah in each direction, you need two complete walls going in every direction, two totally kosher walls, ushlishis, and the third wall, afilu tefach. The third wall they allow only to be one hand breath. But the other two walls, the rabbis require as a law from Moshe Mitzrayim, that the two walls are good and the third wall is a tefach. And so therefore, we see from here, this is the position where the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yaakov about whether or not we could say the law of kundasin by a sukkah like we say the laws of Erevin. This idea from the rabbis that the Chachamim say that you need Shtayim keochasan u'shlishis afilu tefach, that you need two laws, two walls of the sukkah properly, and the third wall even just a tefach. The Olos Ephraim explains that we could also see a very powerful idea in a very powerful spiritual idea in this, that the concept of the four walls of the sukkah, the Rambam writes in Shemona Prakim, that there are actually four aspects to a person. One is Torah and Chachmah, Torah and wisdom. This is one of the attributes that a person goes to. Then Midos, a person working on their character traits. Then there's Gevurah, strength. And then there's Osher's wealth. And this corresponds to the four Ruchos HaOlam, the four spiritual directions of the world. And these are the four walls of the sukkah. So he's saying the two of these walls, that says the Olos Ephraim, are absolutely essential. That's Torah Chachmah and Midos. Those you have to have complete walls. You need a complete wall of Torah, a complete wall of the proper Midos. The third wall of Gevura, you need a little bit of the Gevura. And so therefore, that's also, at least you need some of strength. When it comes to the wealth, he's saying the wealth is extraneous. It'd be beautiful to have, but even if that wall is, so to speak, open, you can still survive in the world and still make good. This is the concept of the Olos Ephraim.